lack of legal protection in informal economy. See, informal businesses lack access to labor laws and intellectual property protection, vulnerable to exploitation, fraud, and unfair trade practices. Cannot enforce contracts or resolve dispute legally. Example, informal coffee growers in Latin America are underpaid by middlemen with no legal recourse. Discourages investment and partnership opportunities. Limited access to formal financial services. Banks are hesitant to lend informal businesses due to their higher risk. Entrepreneurs lack necessary documentation like business registration for loans. Without access to credit and growth, expansion are restricted as usual. Example, informal manufacturers in South Asia cannot secure microfinance loans. Exclusion from government grant and subsidies add to their challenges. Solutions to regulatory and legal challenges. Simplifying regulatory procedures. Develop user-friendly systems for permits and licenses. Introduce online portals and one-stop service centers. Provide legal support and resources. Offer free and subsidized legal aid for rural entrepreneurs. Conducting training on regulatory compliances and businesses. Incentivizing formalization, tax benefits, grants, and subsidies for registered businesses. Promote formalization through awareness campaigns on benefits. Innovative approaches for supporting rural entrepreneurship. Public-private partnership. Collaborate to develop accessible legal framework and training programs. Mobile legal services. Deploy mobile unit to assist tax filings, tax compliance and dispute for certain geographies. Digital solutions. Build mobile apps. Digital payments in Africa help small banks to navigate local tax system. Addressing regulatory and legal challenges empowers rural entrepreneurship to formal access resources and contribute to economic growth. Social and cultural barriers. Social and cultural barriers norm significantly social and cultural barriers. Social and cultural norms significantly influence rural entrepreneurship. Traditional roles, community dynamics, and social expectation often discourages entrepreneur activities. Key barriers remains cultural resistance to entrepreneurship and challenges in building supportive business network. Many rural communities prioritize stability over innovation. They will be working in a comfort zone. They would not go out of their comfort zone to innovate, to go out of the mile. Lack of awareness about the benefits of entrepreneurship hampers its acceptance. Addressing these barriers are crucial for fostering inclusive economic growth and innovation. Cultural resistance to entrepreneurship. Traditional social norm. Preference for conventional roles over innovation or business ventures. Entrepreneurship viewed as incompatible with local customers. Gender roles. Women expected to prioritize household responsibility. Resistance from families and community leaders against female-led businesses. Internalized cultural expectation discourages risk-taking among women. Entrepreneurship as seen as disruptive to traditional family structures. Women in South Asia face societal resistance. Women in South Asia face societal resistance up to business involvement. Social hierarchies and marginalized group. Discrimination based on caste, ethnicity, or socio-economic condition they are living, or even male, female, face a lot of discrimination, specifically in the rural areas. Marginalized group often lack access to resources and opportunities. Even social stigma, historical inequalities also persist in social hierarchies and marginalized groups. marginalized entrepreneurs often lack community acceptance. Example, lower caste entrepreneurs in India face barriers in accessing capital, result in unequal opportunities and limited community support for entrepreneurship. Perception also matters, and the same perception also hinders into the rural economy. Perception of entrepreneurship as a risk. So basically, many entrepreneurship has seemed like a gamble. Many risk aversion, okay, forces lack of safety nets like insurance or social security also. Perseverance, preference for traditional low risk activities over new ventures. Lack of access to financial education deepens risk aversions. Example, rural African communities often prioritize farming over new businesses, which hinders innovation, economic division, and also long-term potential. Isolation and lack of entrepreneurial ecosystem is also one of the core areas of limitations of rural economy. Physical isolation limits access to resources, mentors, and network. Absence of business hubs or professional clusters in rural areas. Transportation also remains key aspects. Entrepreneurs miss out on workshop training and government programs. Limited exposures to modern business practices and innovations also remains a key concern. Example, remote Canadian entrepreneurs face barriers to attend development programs. Isolation stifles collaboration, mentorship, and shared learning opportunities as well. Lack of community support for entrepreneurship. In India, entrepreneurship always seems as a... I remember once, almost 10 years back, one of my colleagues, he was an elder colleague. So he told me that, Gopal, you people who do not are not able to sell themselves to the corporates, they end up getting into entrepreneurship. I think at that point of time, I thought it made sense. But now after learning through various things, I think selling is everyday business in entrepreneurship. So basically, entrepreneurs struggle to build a local customer basis and partnership also. There's a resistance in adopting new technology, which limit market potentials as well. Limited understanding of how entrepreneurship benefit community is also one of the major tasks. Rural European farmers face skepticism when diversifying into agritourism. It creates a challenging environment for scaling business and introducing innovation as well. Challenges in forming business network. Lack of formal network hinders access to market and financial resources. Lack of role models or mentors in rural communities is also some of the challenges, okay, wherein the local community cannot rise up to their highest potential. Entrepreneurs also miss out on collaborative opportunities for growth. Difficulty in finding industry-specific support and resources is also one of the key areas. The example is, small businesses owners in Latin America operate without mentors or network. Networking gaps restrict rural entrepreneurship. Networking gaps restrict rural entrepreneurs from integrating into broader markets. Always remember, if you have a mentor, he will always show you a path, okay, which may be an uncharted territory, but you will have to invest less time because the chart is already meant and it is properly described. So having a mentor is one of the you often say in business, having a mentor is like getting a guru in all forms of life. Promoting gender inclusive entrepreneurship. Create programs targeting women and marginalized group. Offer training, mentorship and financial support. Provide skill building development workshops tailored to specific sectors like crafts or farming or fishing. Anything. Microfinance program in Bangladesh empower women entrepreneurship. It raises awareness about benefits of women-led businesses. fosters collaboration between female entrepreneurs to build supportive network, and it also helps challenges it, and it also helps challenge traditional gender roles and support inclusivity. Fostering community awareness and support. Educate community on the value of entrepreneurship. Host local business fairs and success shows to inspire others. This is very important. I think this is something which lacks in rural entrepreneurship. You need to host fairs, and it should be showed as an event which should be participated by all lakhs of people, and then people talk about it. And it should be also, one point is missed here is, you should also promote these kind of fairs or trade, okay, and you should take these schools as a school day picnic as well. That's also something which will actually lead to which will imbibe the entrepreneurship when at the starting age. You always say, right, you catch them young. So when they are young, you need to instill this kind of ideas within them. Encourage youth, as I told you, to create intergenerational entrepreneurial interest. Government programs like Skill India also highlights the same rural startups. Build local pride in entrepreneurship achievement through storytelling and media is very important. Creating local entrepreneurship ecosystem. Develop local business hubs for training and networking. Facilitate access to mentors, resources, and industrial experts. Provide shared space like co-working hubs for entrepreneurs to collaborate. Example, NGOs in Africa establish local entrepreneurial communities for collaboration. Integrate technology to connect local ecosystem, regional, global ones. Build foundation for sustained economic growth and innovation. Developing digital network. Developing digital network is also very important because internet access to overcome all physical isolations. Enable remote participation in training programs, business events, entrepreneur connect to their network and new market is also very important. Online communities in India connect artisans with global buyers, which is actually changing the scenarios and getting them orders. And they, while they are accessing or they are staying in their local community, in the local village, but they are selling it to global audience. Meesho is the right example for this. Overcoming social and cultural barriers. Addressing traditional norms, gender roles, and isolations are very essential. Collaboration amongst the government, NGOs, partners actually can amplify impact. Building supportive ecosystem can also foster entrepreneurs in rural areas. Empowered entrepreneurs can contribute to larger economic development and community transformation. This is always I say. Focused effort can create an equitable entrepreneurship landscape in rural areas, which is very important. Access to technology and innovation has always been at the center of growth, efficiency, and competitiveness. Rural entrepreneurs face barriers in adopting technology due to infrastructure deficiency, high cost, lack of training, technology disparity. Solutions are essential to bridge and divide rural businesses. Technological disparity between urban and rural areas. While limited access to modern technology, urban businesses benefit from advanced tools, high-speed internet, and machineries. Rural businesses often rely on outdated or basic technology, which lags them behind. Lack of automated irrigation system, GPS tool in rural agriculture, outdated manufacturing equipment. Lower competitiveness and innovation in rural enterprise is also one of the impacts. Now we are talking the big subject, the digital divide. Challenges of limited internet access and restricted market reach. Rural businesses confined to local businesses, missed opportunity to scale through online platform is also one of the important factors. Rural Indian entrepreneurs unable to join. Major examples is rural Indian entrepreneurs are unable to join online marketplace, which is actually alarming. Small rural businesses in Africa struggled with poor connectivity, lack of innovation hubs and support system, urban advantage. Urban cities are always having an upper edge, which hold technology parks, incubators, innovation hubs, and they also have access to mentorship, funding and collaborative networks also. While rural challenges, they have absence of similar ecosystem in rural areas. There is limited exposure to emerging trends and technology. Rural region in US lacks incubators, stifling innovation. Entrepreneurs miss out on networking opportunities with industry exports. High cost and technology adoption, prohibited cost. Advanced tools and systems are expensive for small scale rural businesses. Tight margin make investment in technology unaffordable. There are financial barriers like limited access to affordable loans, difficulty navigating financial aid processes. Southeast Asian farmers are unable to afford modern irrigation facilities. Lack of training and technical expertise. Skill gaps remains, which is at the top of the order. Lack of training and technical expertise. Skill gaps remains at the forefront. Rural entrepreneurship lack training, as we all know, due to proper implementation of new technologies, and few local technicians are available for installation and troubleshooting. Rural Latin American manufacturer struggles to operate modern machineries. Farmers untrained in digital tools underutilize them. Limited productivity and discourages investment in new technology. Infrastructure challenges. The key issues remains unreliable electricity, poor transportation which disrupt access to markets and supply chains. Limited broadband internet hinders use to digital tools. African rural businesses rely on costly diesel generators, which is not only expensive but also environmentally insensitive. Poor infrastructure forces entrepreneurs to adopt inefficient workarounds. Resistance to change in rural communities. Cultural challenges also remains at the highest order. Traditional practices dominate, limiting interest in new technology. Older generation often resist adopting digital tools. Concerns about disruption. Fear of job losses due to automation. Perceived complexity of modern technology. European farmers are hesitant to adopt persistent agricultural tools. Solution. Expanding access to affordable technology. Subsidized program. Governments and NGOs can offer discounted on modern equipments. Low interest loans or grants for technology adoption can also be one of the affordable financing options. Partnership with providers. Collaborations to offer affordable technology packages tailored for rural businesses. Solar power system subsidized for rural entrepreneurship in India. Solution. Let's talk about the solution. Providing training and technical support. Capacity building, workshop, mentorship, programs, and online courses for rural entrepreneurship are very essential. Training in digital tools, machinery, renewable energy system, you name it, you need to be there. Increasing availability of technicians. Deploy technicians in rural areas for installation and maintenance. NGOs in Latin America offering hands-on training in using advanced equipment. Improving rural infrastructure. Investing in connectivity, building transportation network are some of the major important points which will provide electricity, like access to new markets and other aspects and other logistic aspects. Public-private partnership. Collaborating investments in rural infrastructure projects. Broadband expansion projects in Africa. Connect remote entrepreneurship to global markets. Promoting solutions. Promoting digital inclusion. is the major solution. Digital tools like mobile apps for financial management, digital literacy training, teaching rural entrepreneurs how to leverage on online platforms and other aspects is also one of the core areas. E-commerce accessibility, online markets in India allow rural artisans to sell globally, which is commendable. Overcoming technology barriers. Access to technology is critical for rural businesses' growth. Access to technology is critical for rural business growth and innovation. Solution must address affordability, infrastructure, and training gaps. Bridging the urban-rural divide enables rural intervention to thrive. Bridging the urban-rural technology divide enables rural entrepreneurship to thrive. Local economies can reduce entrepreneurship. If an entrepreneur is empowered, he can drive the local economy and reduce inequality. Technology adoption remains fosters to sustainability, reduce efficiency, inefficiency, and environmental impact. Digital tools and innovation open global markets for the rural businesses, Collaboration effort between government, NGOs, and private sectors are essential to create lasting impact. Thank you. With this, we end chapter 3. See you in the next chapter.